We are back for another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller for the 2026-2027 school year. It's hard to believe that we are here already. The summer has flown by, as cliche as that always sounds. But it was just in May that we were just talking about the wrap-up to the 2026 school year. Mm-hmm. And here we are now in a new year. How are you? How was your summer?
It was busy.
Yeah,
I bet. Getting buildings prepared for our big start. As you know, we start at school Friday.
Yeah.
This is our first full week of school.
Right.
But we were very busy over the summer making some upgrades, some much needed upgrades to some of our buildings, to preparing for new programs to expand. Of course, personnel always in the summer as well. You know, we traveled to Nashville over the summer for the Southern Regional Education Board Conference, where we received our national award for the high school being a Pacesetter school.
It's amazing. Congratulations.
Which was exciting. Yeah. Yes. So it was very, very busy. You know, this is my sixth year.
It's hard to believe.
As superintendent.
Your first year was COVID year.
Yeah. Right after COVID.
It was, I mean, it was a, that was a 2021, I should say.
Correct.
Right? And so the fall of 2021. And so, but you have gained so much traction on so many things, and it's incredible to see how you have implemented new things and grown in that role, and we're just so thankful for your leadership in the community and in the region. Where do we even begin? Let's talk first and foremost about the students, because that is what it's all about. Talk about enrollment, where we see things, both with the in-person and the virtual school, because a lot of people don't know that that you have the virtual school component. What does that look like for the beginning of the year?
So as you know, we added an additional pre-K class, and we ended up adding two additional kindergarten classes this year.
That's incredible.
Based on our enrollment last year. And so between the four schools and our virtual school is now housing grades K through 10. We expanded 9th and 10th grade this year to offer that as well. And if people are not familiar with that, that is the very first online classical school in the state, Alabama Virtual Classical Academy.
Yes.
And so between that and our four buildings, we've got almost 2,100 kids.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yes. You've got to be proud of that.
Yes.
What do you attribute that to?
And the numbers keep coming in. I mean, to me, I contribute it to the great instruction that's taking place each and every day. You know, even at our institute last week, I highlighted our teachers because mm-hmm. they are the heart. I mean, they're the heartbeat of what we do. And so, you know, we've been able to really recruit and retain quality teachers, and that really makes a difference when, you know, families see just all the great instruction that's taking place, and I think all the opportunities. You know, being a small city school system and having so much community support, including, you know, funding provided by our city, we're really able to offer our students a lot more than other places can.
Yeah.
It's, and I think, you know, families see that, they recognize that, and they want their children to be in a place where they're going to receive quality instruction.
Well, we're looking forward to so many great new things happening this year. Can't wait to talk about all of these things on the air with you. Let's talk about personnel for a minute. What probably one of the most notable and biggest changes was Principal Rivers, no longer at Sylacauga High School, and now Principal Bruno in that place. Yes. Talk about that and other changes that may have been involved.
So our community may not be aware, but I know Mr. Rivers had some health struggles even this past school year and had to be in and out. And he really, you know, over the summer really pondered it. He had prayed a lot about it on what to do, and he really felt like it was just the right time for him to retire. We hate it to hear it, see it, accept it. He has done so much for this school system. He was such a great support for me. But we also want to honor that, you know, decision as well. And so when I was faced with that mid-July, that's not a time that you really want to be looking for principals. And so I really had to put a lot of prayer on, you know, what do we do? Where do we go? The high school is our flagship.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason I moved Rivers there on the onset. You really want your most veteran principal in that building. And in looking at our principals, I mean, there was no other choice but Dr. Bruno. And of course, I was thrilled that she was willing to do it. We did do it as an interim. So she is interim there for the school year. That way she can kind of get her feet wet, see if she likes it, see how well it goes. And, you know, we'll kind of revisit it in the spring on what to do there. But of course, that left a hole at Pinecrest. We had moved her to Pinecrest. That left a hole there. And, you know, God just provided that as well. We were able to get a retired administrator from Georgia.
Awesome.
Who was a veteran principal, teacher, who happened to move close to the area and was, you know, missing students and missing being in the schools, and was willing to jump in and be principal at Pinecrest. So, you know, God just really worked all of it out. I mean, I have to give him all the credit. I mean,
credit is due there for sure.
Yes.
And I know that that is stressful a little bit on the onset, but at the same time, when things like that fall into place, it makes it, you know, really aware of really who's in control in that aspect. So let's move on to the operations and workforce when it comes to what makes the school go round. And particularly, I just mentioned the operations and workforce development center. I mean, that's a big deal, but really I'm talking about facilities and different things building wise. That's probably one of the most notable elements that has been added to this upcoming school year is that new operations and workforce development center that is in the transportation hub. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Talk about that and what that looks like.
So as you know, we were able to purchase the old Avondale Mills transportation building several years ago. We've been operating our maintenance team out of there, our buses, but it really gave us an opportunity to expand some of our career technical education programs, including modern manufacturing. So we were fortunate enough to get a grant, one of the Lieutenant Governor grants. We used the first wave of that grant money to build a classroom inside that building. And then we added to that over the summer by putting in a state-of-the-art shop for modern manufacturing. We still have a few elements we're waiting on, like, you know, new furniture and lockers and cabinets and things of that nature. But so excited to be able to move that program to that building that gives our students space to really do all those hands-on components that they weren't necessarily able to really do in the classroom. It also gives us an opportunity to expand who can participate in the program.
Mm-hmm.
So we have reached out to Talladega County to offer it to their students as well, the opportunity to come over and be a part of that program there. We hope to expand it even beyond just the modern manufacturing by maybe doing some skid steer training there, possibly forklift. We have a warehouse in that building as well. So there's just so many opportunities that that building provides for us to really prepare students for the workforce. And so we're real excited about that. Be looking, there will be a ribbon cutting forthcoming once we get, you know, all of it outfitted. So be on the lookout for that as well. That was one of our big projects that we finished this summer. We also did a remodel inside of Sylacauga High School in that back foyer area where we house all of our trophies in front of our gyms. We had several tile that was broken and cracked and, you know, it just did not aesthetically look very appealing. And so we redid the floors there and then took the opportunity to paint, paint that whole area. We also did new ceiling tiles, new lighting in that area. Just, it looks so good.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of the pictures here that you've provided and, it's incredible. Just, you know, everything looks better with a fresh coat of paint, you know, and the work that I'm seeing in these pictures of all of the workers making it all possible. I know you couldn't do it without them.
Yes.
You know,
we have a phenomenal maintenance and technology team, honestly, some of the best that, you know, they spend so much time in our buildings when no one else is there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the general public doesn't realize, you know, spring break, they're working.
Sure.
Christmas break, they're working.
Right.
Weekends, they're working. Mm-hmm. Summer, they're working. Because they, you know, that's the opportune time for them to come in the buildings and get things done when nobody's there.
Yeah.
And so we could not do what we do without all of their hard work, you know, day in and day out. They really did a lot this summer to ensure that our buildings were upgraded and ready. I mean, even, you know, putting in new network cables with technology, dropping new network holes, you know, for some of the things that we wanted to add. And of course, there's always movement in buildings with moving folks from one room to another. And, you know, there's things that come along with that too, technology wise, that need to take place. So just so appreciate all that they did this summer to really make our schools, you know, be modern and ready for the school year. Even Pinecrest, we got new bathrooms in our third grade hall.
I saw that, yeah. Yeah.
We will get started on fourth grade next.
That's awesome.
Mr. Duncan, our custodian in the building, told all the third graders that those bathrooms were built for them.
Yeah.
And that if they take really good care of those bathrooms, they might get new ones in fourth grade too.
I love it. That's great.
He said he wanted to give them a little ownership.
Yeah, I love that. That's cute.
But
that's
the bathrooms cute. Look great and yeah. were much needed. And so... Yeah. We'll do the next phase of fourth grade next, and then the next year we'll do fifth grade. We're trying to do them in phases. So the third graders will always have new bathrooms.
I love it.
And they will think they were built for them.
Of course. I love that. That's amazing. Your mantra this year is trailblazing and innovating.
Yes.
And as we wrap up here, what does that mean to you, and what do you look forward to in 2026, 2027?
I look forward to us really expanding on... You know, just the great instruction that we already have in place. I really challenge the staff not to be afraid to try new things, to reach our students, to give our students opportunities that they wouldn't have otherwise. And so I'm excited to see what this school year is going to bring. I'm excited to see the opportunities that will be presented for our students and really seeing the growth in our leaders as well.
That's awesome. Dr. Michelle Eller, Sylacauga City School Superintendent, thank you so much for being here this morning. We are so appreciative of your leadership, and congratulations on the new start, year six for you here in the school year. We're looking forward to great things to come.
And don't forget to come out for Meet the Teams.
Oh, yes.
Tuesday night, you'll get to meet all of our athletic fall teams.
Yes.
And the city plans to do the dedication that night for the track.
Yes, the Earl Lewis track. Earl Lewis. Yes, of course.
And so we want everybody to be present. It's going to be a great evening of celebration.
Sounds good. Go Aggies.
Go Aggies.